Today on Foodie Tuesday, we have been receiving texts in the last few weeks, things like this. Quick Raf, I just picked my first olives. Help! That's from Steph, and someone wanting an actual olive preserving segment. So we hope it's not too late for your olive tree at home, but today we are talking all about olives. If you've got an olive tree, maybe you've already pickled them, maybe you've already picked them, maybe it was a disaster. I'd love to know your recipe on 1300 222 774. That's the phone number. We'll share the recipe from Rosa Mitchell. She's the chef and owner of Rosa's Canteen. She's run a few restaurants in Melbourne. She arrived in Melbourne at the age of 7 to Footscray, otherwise known, of course, as Little Sicily back then. Rosa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for asking me.
Do you remember coming here from Sicily?
I do.
What do you remember?
It was a very long boat trip. And growing up in a Sicilian family, eating all the food that we used to eat, the ocean liner that brought us out was an English-based one. It was my first taste of tea with lots of milk. Right. I still can't drink milk.
Right.
And butter, which I never had before.
Right.
But they're the two things. And my mother being quite unwell on the boat. And because we had a few problems coming out, my parents were separated. Oh. So my mother was with me and my brother was with my dad, which was very hard for my two-year-old brother. But I was in a room with 8 women who were proxy brides, and I was very spoilt. So it was very exciting for me. I don't remember lots about it, but, yeah, those sort of things. But these women spoilt me rotten.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, really lovely.
And do you remember, was it a bit hard to adjust to living in a new country, or was it all just amazing and exciting and new?
It was exciting because my mother's one of 11 and all her brothers and sisters were already here.
Oh, okay.
So we were left behind, and that we had a few problems. That's why we couldn't travel with my grandmother. So it was exciting seeing my mum's brothers and sisters.
So you came to a massive family.
Yes.
How delightful. Yes, and did you all grow up near each other?
Yes.
Wow.
We're about 160 now. And, yeah, we all sort of pretty much live all sort of in the same area.
Right.
But yeah, it was, so that was good for me. But I'd also, at 7, I'd actually had 2 years of school, and I'd actually had, you know, I could write with a biro, and I could, you know, cursive writing. Whereas I got here, and because I looked younger and I'm very small, as you can see, they thought that instead of 7, I was about 5, and they put me straight into preps. So I had this nun showing me how to do an A in this big piece of paper, and that was astounding. I thought, wow, really? But I did get promoted within 6 months, and I learned to speak English within 6 months.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did. You've got a fan. About time you had the fabulous Rosa on the radio. There you go. They're demanding you be here. Look, I'll get to olives in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Your olives are where, in Yandoit?
Yes.
And what? Tell us a little bit about Yandoit, north of Daylesford.
Yes.
What's Yandoit like?
It's beautiful. Yandoit was first settled by the Swiss Italians in the 1850s, 60s.
There were thousands of people living in Yandoit then.
Well, if
there?
You came to Yandoit, to the town of Yandoit, we're 3 km out of Yandoit. If you come to the town of Yandoit, there's nothing there.
Well, there's a school.
Well, yes,
a
which has 8
school.
Students at
yeah.
the moment.
8?
I think so, I believe so.
And there's an old CFA shed, a very old
yeah,
one.
Which yeah, which was it's not all that long since it was in use. But in the early days, apparently, there was something like 200 hotels and 50 brothels in the main street, all tents, of course. But, yeah, there's still signs of the old, and there's some beautiful old stone houses.
Yeah, there's extraordinary homes.
It is.
There,
yeah, they are. And so the sad thing is that there's no, like, even though there were Italians that came there, you know, no one's sort of cooking up, you know, Italian meals, or, you know, it's all lost in the 4 generations. But there are some amazing olive trees that were planted then.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, how
there
fantastic.
There's not a lot, but there's quite a few.
Do you have any on your property, or are they sort of
I have one
right.
tree.
So yeah. What, it'd be more than 100 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, that's extraordinary.
Yeah.
What are the olives different than an older tree? I assume they are.
Because the tree is so abandoned, they all are actually. I don't think there's any that are.
So they're not fruiting, even though.
No, they do fruit.
Oh, they do fruit.
But you can't sort of get to them. They're so big that, you know, you don't sort of get to them. But I have pickled my mother. I mean, she doesn't do it anymore. But when she could pickle, she'd pick everything. You know, you can't have anything like that go to waste. So, yeah, and they're okay. We also have grapevines that are 100 years old as well.
Oh, wow. Fascinating, really fascinating part of the world, Jadwurrung country. It is 16 minutes to 5. Love to know your Well, for me, it was a pickling disaster. We've got an olive tree in the front garden. Not disasters, a bit unfair to everybody that I live with, but not we didn't have a fantastic experience. Rosa, we've got your Sicilian-style pickled green olives.
Yep.
And it's actually really detailed. It's giving me all the detail I need.
That's a difficult one.
That's okay.
I have bought two really simple ones.
Oh, you want to go through
ones.
The simple one or the difficult one?
No, we can go through all three. They're so
one,
simple.
The pickled green olives one is good because it's like what colour they should be.
Yes.
And also I didn't realise you're taking the pips out with this
we
one
do,
as well.
We do, yeah. Okay. We call them olivi scacciati, which is Sicilian for crushed olives. And what happens by crushing them and take the pip out, because there's more water getting into them, they lose the bitterness quicker than if you're brining them whole.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, a lot of people do put slits into olives, but it's too much of a waste of time.
It's a lot of olives.
I think so, yeah.
But because I was intrigued with this one, because you're hitting each one and getting the pip out, like that's a bit of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But my father, when he was alive, would always do the crushing when we made our pickled olives, and he'd always use a stubby. An empty beer bottle. It works perfectly.
Really?
Yeah, because it has the indentation on the bottom.
Yes.
So when you hit the olive, if it's flat, it just goes flying across the room. But because the bottle has a slight curve, it's perfect.
Oh, that's
so he'd drink the little stubby and then he'd crush the olives, and that was his job. No one else was allowed to do it.
Oh,
and
there's
sort of my mom and myself and whoever else would take the pips out.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
So when you've done all the olives, give them a stir in water, drain them. So you're doing one soak.
You have to put them straight into water as you're crushing
them.
Yeah, with a little bit of lemon in there, and to help to sort of take out the bitterness of them. Because if you've ever eaten a green olive, my God, it'll take you months.
Yeah. Okay, so so you tip out that water, fill it with water again.
Yes.
And what are we doing? And then more lemon?
More lemon and about half a cup of salt, I think I've said, because I had to reduce the amount that we, you know, for people at home to what we would normally do.
Okay.
About half a cup of salt.
Why did you have to reduce it?
Because when we used to make them, we used to make boxes and boxes of them.
Okay.
So I've
made
it, yeah.
But this is for a small amount.
Yes, yeah, small amount.
Understood.
Unless anyone wants it, you just take, you know, the amounts, just double them or triple them, yeah.
So you just cover them in salt?
No. You put them in the water and leave them in there for 3 to 4 days.
Yes.
So that, you know, it just takes the bitterness out. Then you drain them. And what happens to the olive from going that sort of real green colour, it becomes a khaki colour, which is a great, you know, like a khaki sort of colour. And that means that they're getting riper.
Okay.
Now, some of them will still have a little bit of a green tinge to them. That's fine. So drain them and then you lay them into a sort of flattish sort of plastic sort of container, and you sprinkle them with a lot of salt. And then leave them for 24 hours.
Right.
And the salt draws out a lot of moisture, bitterness. And then you don't wash them. You leave them with that salt and sort of it becomes a liquid. And then you strain that because the salt is your preservative.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people, what happens is that when they do their olives, they don't put enough salt in it. I know it seems like a lot of salt, but it's your preservative. And so if it's not enough, they'll just go off.
Yeah, okay.
So then you drain them with the salt. Put them again back into the same container and just cover them with vinegar, usually just a cheap white wine vinegar.
This is all going online, by the way. Don't worry. Just listen to Rosa. It's all going online. Yep, keep going.
And then this is quite a difficult – it's tedious. It's not really difficult.
It's all there.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Just got to follow the instructions.
Yeah. So often a lot of people will do these olives in exactly the same way and just have a bowl of them and just have them just – with a little bit of a dressing of olive oil and some herbs and just leave them on the bench at home and just eat them. But they're still a bit bitter. We like them a little bit bitter. A lot of people don't. So with the vinegar, you then drain them well, maybe just press them a little bit. And I like to put them into a big bowl, just give a little bit of olive oil through that, and then any herb you want, chili, fennel, garlic, bay leaves is my favourite.
Yeah.
You can put oregano if you want to. Don't put raw herbs in it because it just won't work.
Oh, so it could be dried.
Dried, all dried, yeah.
Right.
The bay leaves, not so much. The bay leaves can be
dry, yeah.
Yeah. Well, not if you've got a big bay tree.
So you can put the fresh bay leaves in.
The fresh bay leaf is okay because it's quite a hard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then just mix them all up, put them in your jars, nice, clean, sterile jars, top them with olive oil, lid on, and you've got olives for 1-2 years.
Forever.
And they're delicious.
Yeah.
That's my favourite way of having them.
So that's the Sicilian-styled pickled green olives. That's Rosa Mitchell's recipe. We'll put that online. Go to abc.net.au/recipes. Stu's saying, feeling the bottom of my stubby as I'm listening. Learn something today. It's a good day. Yeah, Stu, just one bottle, okay? Just one stubby. Remember to drink responsibly. Fee is in Werribee. What do you want to tell us, Fee?
Hi, Matt. We have an olive tree. Actually, we have a row of olive trees in front of the house, and one of them actually produced olives for us. But unfortunately, somebody, I don't know, if we don't know how to eat them or how to pickle them. In 2 years in a row, they picked them for me. In a way, they came to our yard.
They picked your olive trees for you?
Well, they do it for themselves.
Oh, they steal them?
Oh, they steal them. That happens all over the place.
So is that common, Rosa?
It's very common. I lived in Rooney Ponds for a while in Maribyrnong Road. There was a heap of olive trees. And you walk up and down, you think, wow, look at all those olives. And then overnight they'd go.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're street trees, so people pick them, yeah.
I didn't realise it was a common thing. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Fee. But at least does it make you feel any better if it's common? Probably not. Debbie's in Barwon Heads. Have you got a quick recipe for preserving olives, have you?
Raph, hi. Yes. It's very similar to roses, and I found it a couple of years ago. We've got 6 olive trees, and we started the first year with brining them. I think there was something like you change the water and salt every 3 days, and it became tedious, and we didn't do it probably for a year. And then I found this great recipe online, and you put it in water and... to prepare olives, make a simple straight cut into one, place all olives in a big pot, cover them with water and place a big heavy plate in the pot to keep the olives at the bottom fully submerged. Leave olives in water for two weeks.
What's the plate at the bottom for to keep the olives underneath?
Hold them under the water, and then leave olives in water for 2 weeks, changing the water every day, which means you just keep it on your trees.
I think that's really the simple method, isn't it? If you just keep on changing the water, that's going to get you a long way there.
And then... So you add the olives to the brine, you brine them by putting them in jars, and then put the jars in your cupboard. And every time you want to, every time you run out of your jar that you've already marinated, you pull a jar out of the cupboard, you marinate that jar, and the jars just sit in your cupboard until you want your next one to marinate. So you really
sounds like it makes sense, Debbie. Rosa, approve?
Yeah, that's similar to another recipe that I have, but I've got an easier one where you can actually leave them in the brine for a week. So you can put them in a big jar or a big bucket, just cover them with cold water and just leave them. Then drain that water and then make a mix of the brine, which is 100 grams of salt to 1 litre of water.
Okay.
And then pour that back into your jar, and then you can put a little bit of bay leaf on the top. But most importantly, pour some olive oil just to cover the top. That acts as your seal. That won't let any mould in and all that sort of stuff. Put your lid back on. But they have to stay like that for 5 to 6 months. You can't eat them straight away.
Oh, that's okay. But that's simpler, isn't it? The big rinse.
It's much easier.
Then the water and salt, olive oil on top, leave them 5 or 6 months, done.
Yeah, done.
Rosa Mitchell is with us from Rosa's Canteen. Now, Rosa, there's a whole lot of questions about when to pick them. Just let me read a few of those. The olives on our trees are half black, half green. When should I pick them? And can you please ask Rosa if you can pickle when olives ripen to black?
Yes.
What do you do with the colours?
Okay.
When do you know how to pick them?
So what happens is, especially for the green ones we talked about before, they're quite a vivid green. And what happens is they just turn to a slightly yellow green. But you pick one, just crush it in your hand. If the pip comes out easily, they're ready to pickle as green. But you can, the ones we talked about before in the jar, that's what I call green turning to black. So they still can be green, they're slightly black, not fully black.
So that's the simpler recipe.
The simpler recipe, the brine. Yeah.
Okay.
And then once they're black, then there's another method that I have here, which is a great way to do them. I mean, they're a little bit different to what my mother does, but I made it a bit more simpler. But my mother used to just get black olives, put them in a plastic tub, just leave them outside. Salt, just dust them with salt. You have to toss them constantly, constantly, constantly. You let the air cure them.
Yeah, right.
Not in the sun, though, because that'll cook.
How long for?
Until they're ready. So you'd go out every day and try one, and then when they're ready, you just cry back.
A couple of weeks or?
It depends on the weather, but 2-3 weeks, no longer than that. I love that. That's a lovely way to eat them.
Is it too late? Because the olives on our tree, I think, are now starting to soften a bit.
That's great.
Too late?
Even better.
Oh, it'll be even better.
Even better. Yeah.
Just salt in the box, shaking it.
Yeah. But I've got another little recipe here, where you get your black olives and you put them in a bucket of water for 4 days.
Right.
Just 4 days. Mm-hmm. Then you take them out of the bucket and you put 1 cup of vinegar. This is for 4 kilos of olives. 1 cup of vinegar and 1/3 cup of salt. Toss, toss, toss. And then you put in 2 cups of water. Toss them really well. Take them to your garage or your back veranda. A little bit like what my mother does, but without all the... But you have to toss them twice a day. So toss, toss. They'll cure quicker for you rather than the way that my mother used to do them. My mother used to love them a little bit bitter and a bit more. And so then you do that for a week. Taste one. If it's ready, you'll know. If it's not ready, give them a few more days. But that's a great, simple way to do the black olives. And then when they're ready, most people would just eat them and leave them in a bowl and just, you know, keep them in the fridge. I prefer to put them in a jar. Again, with the seasonings that you want, mm-hmm. the garlic, the bay leaf, the chili, fennel seeds. Top them with olive oil in a jar and you've got beautiful black olives.
Yum. So look, there are 3 methods there for black olives, for the green turning to the black, and for the good green ones. They'll all be on our recipes website. What's the best thing to make when you're cooking with olives? What's like your favourite dish to
goodness,
make with olives?
I use olives in so many things. There's a fabulous stemperata sauce in Sicily.
Which sauce?
Stemperata, it's called. It's a Sicilian pesto, I guess you'd say, but not to have with pasta. Chopped olives, chopped mint, chopped parsley, chopped capers, bit of olive oil, a little lemon zest if you want, a little lemon juice. Have it with anything, you know, fish or just anything. It's terrific.
Delightful. Yeah. Someone has sent me, oh, look, the amazing picture of their olive tree growing like a weed in their front yard covered in fruit. Someone else pointing out you can buy olive pitters as well. Well, yes, you can, but it might be just as painful. And someone, Lucy, talking about those olive trees in Moonee Ponds, they are stripped with the aid of ladders and drop sheets. So, yes, people very public. In my local park, people put the tarps underneath the olive trees and shake them or pull them.
That's exactly right.
And a lovely text here. My parents and grandparents grow olives and preserve their olives every year. I've been making my own olives for the last 3 years. I love when they're a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
I mainly preserve them with lemon, chili and olive oil. I love it. We have on many occasions knocked on people's doors to ask for their olives and then gift the owner with a jar of preserved olives, which might be the best way to do it.
That's the best way.
Go and visit Rosa at Rosa's Canteen. She's run a few different places around Melbourne. We didn't even get to any of that. We did Yandoi, we did olives, and all of her recipes are online. Rosa Mitchell, thank you so much for coming in.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.
Happy pickling.
Happy olive making.
Happy olive making. I hope it goes well.